What's up, guys? Tony Hustle here with another podcast. Today's topic is the one piece of advice that I wish I had had when I started. And that's what we're going to talk about. It's not going to be a very long podcast because it's obviously only one piece of advice. And I think it's still the most important piece of advice I would give anybody. And today I give it for free to everybody, okay? It's a very simple piece of advice that if you stick to it, I can promise you, you will outdo anybody else. That means you get the best, the hottest girls in the world, the fastest. And it's a very simple piece of advice that I will tell you. But before we do that, let's quickly just recap on a couple of things. Okay, so I have on popular demand put out a PDF version of The Close. Okay, so that's available on the Hustler Vault, which you know is hustlervault.anthonyhustle.com. And you can go there, you can go to the Hustler Vault and you can go and purchase it. It's also a lot cheaper because I don't have to, you know, pay for the fees on the printing and so on, and there's no shipping. So overall, it's a lot cheaper than if you buy it in book form. And yeah, it's on there. Other than that, I want to quickly talk about the Hustler Vault. I had some technical issues, as you would expect, because I just, you know, uploaded it or opened it up a couple weeks, not even ago. And so, yeah, there were some technical issues. I worked through them as much as I can, so everything should work now for those of you that had problems. I can't promise that there won't be any technical issues every now and then. I can promise you that I'll work on them and I'll make them disappear, but it's not super easy because it's hardcore programming. So, yeah, working on that. Yeah, it's up and running. You can go there. And everything is on there. So back to the actual topic, the one piece of advice. The one piece of advice, by the way, is all worked into my two new products there, the straight line sex system and also the sex hack. They're based on that idea. And all of what I do is based on that idea, but I've simplified it so that there's no excuses. And one of the core pieces of advice that I give, or that I actually make mandatory in those products, yeah, okay, sex hack for night game, and the straight line sex system is for day and night. It's more of a system, where the sex hack is more of a simplified night game template. But that being said, they're both based on this one piece of advice, and the piece of advice is very, very simple. Doing 50 highly intensive approaches each week, okay? And I think I've said that before, but it's the one piece I would give myself if I had to start out again, because you cannot overestimate that piece of advice for various reasons, because it's like an iceberg, okay? The iceberg is floating through the ocean and all you see is the tip sticking out, okay? That's what she said, by the way. And the tip sticking out, you know, looks like not that meaningful, but underneath the surface there is a giant iceberg that might be as large as a city or a state, okay? And that's a little bit... Oh, that's a very good metaphor for doing 50 highly intensive approaches, okay? So what I mean with highly intensive, and that's per week, by the way, highly intensive, I mean that you need to put in the energy. Let's stick to the number 50, okay? 50 you need to do, and let's stick to the metaphor of the iceberg, because it sounds like nothing, okay? But if you do 50 approaches a week, which, by the way, is around 2,500 a year, so 50 times 50, right? But 50 approaches a week has a lot of sort of second order effects that are extremely positive. For example, 50 approaches a week requires you to build momentum, okay? And without momentum, you can't do anything. Momentum is basically this kind of mental state when you have beaten down these demons in your head that you need to go out and do this thing, whether it's like selling books door to door, or whether it's going to the gym, or whether it's, running to lose some weight, or whatever it might be, programming, and it might be approaching. The more you do it, the more your mind settles for the idea, this is what we're doing, okay? Because the mind is your enemy. The mind doesn't want you to do that. The mind doesn't want you to do things that, could cause rejection or make you sweat. The mind wants to protect you. So you need to fight that. And the mind will give in eventually, as I write, in various books of beating down the little bitch in SDL King and so on. You need to really beat it down. And 50 really beats it down, okay? And that's why it's so important. It creates the momentum and it calluses your mind, as David Goggins says, okay? It makes you strong. It makes you care less about every single rejection, okay? And all of that creates momentum. And then, obviously, it fills your pipeline. You get more girls, you go out more, you date more, which creates more momentum. And it dethrones every single girl, every single girl, okay? By that I mean every one unit of girl. So that's a terrible thing to say, but you know what I mean. If you only do like 10 approaches, you value every interaction, every number, every, little thing she gives you. But if you do 50, you don't really have the time because you have so many to do and there's so many new ones coming in. And that's creating the volume. So not only the momentum, but you're also creating the volume. And with the volume, you're caring less and less about every single rejection or every single girl that doesn't work out. And if you do that intensely, okay, no, let's not talk about intensity, it's the wrong word because I want to use that differently. If you do that, week in, week out, you will have not only momentum, but you also have abundance because you're constantly filling up, the pipeline. And that's what I'm talking about, the iceberg. And then, it goes on because you're dating so much, you're getting more reference experiences. Good and bad, but you're getting more, okay? Because you're getting laid more, because you're dating more, you're feeling better about yourself. You see it working, okay? The same thing goes for, a lot of people complaining, oh, I went out and it didn't work out. I think I'm making, I'm not making progress, or I'm going backwards, or this or that. It doesn't matter, Everybody goes backwards and forwards, and you don't know. Because if you do 10 approaches, you could get unlucky 10 times, or you're not in a good mood. But if you do 50 a week, you will have a big enough sample. You'll have enough girls you're approaching that something will occur, something will happen. There will be interactions, there will be make-out sex, and so on. And that kind of is again very good for your mind, okay? So you have various other lower level, beneath the surface level kind of effects. Like you're getting to practice your routines a lot more, especially if you're using something like the sex hack at night or straight line sex system, which has very few routines. If you're using them 50 times a week and maybe on five or three dates or two, then you're getting really good at them because practice makes perfect, right? It's basically deliberate practice. And again, that's another beneath the surface kind of second order, iceberg style effect. And so when you want to go and read more, or people ask me, my opener doesn't work, or this doesn't work, or this doesn't work, or this, or this, or this, or this. Or they don't speak my language, and I don't know how to open, and they don't, respond to this, and they don't respond to that. All of that is really, it's a lower priority, okay? Because it doesn't really matter. My number one question, whenever somebody explains that this or that doesn't work, or he needs to improve here or there, is how many approaches do you do? And whenever I have hustler, elite people, or people ask me, what's going on? I have this, I have this. My number one question is how many approaches? And usually what comes out or what they tell me is, oh, I did X approaches. And X is below 50, like way below 50. And then there's all these excuses like, oh, there's no girls here and there's this and I was sick and my business is here and I can't do this and I have to do that. And that's interesting, but doesn't really concern me because you need to do the 50. If you need to go out more, you need to go out more, okay? And the other important bit is that, if you do the 50 really consistently and with energy, you will stop making all these excuses. And that's why it's so important. That's why the most important advice is the 50, because you can find all these other excuses, like my opener is bad, I don't know how to close, they flake, they this, they that, my business, no money, no this, no that. All of that you can leave to the side because you can ask yourself one simple question instead of getting lost in the woods. Did I do 50 every week? Okay. And I mean every week, not like once. Did you do 50 for like 8 out of 10 weeks at least? And if you did, then you can worry about everything else. And that simplifies the process extremely because it's a very simple question. Did you do 50? So if I had to go back, yeah, and I had to ask myself, did I do 50? That's probably why I got good, because I did more than 50. I did way more, because I wanted it so bad that I did a lot more, especially with Tom Torero. When we went out, we did a lot more than 50 a week. We did maybe 100, okay? But I'm not saying you have to do 100, but you have to do 50. So let me give you another analogy. If you're going to the gym and you're like recording yourself in the gym, and let's say you go back to Arnold Schwarzenegger and you say, look, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing this weights, and I'm, have this position, and I do first legs and then upper body and then da 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 da. And all of these explanations, I don't see any results, or at least not as good as I wish I had them. He'd ask you one question first: how often are you going? If you said, I'm going twice a week, it's not good enough. You can't go twice a week to the gym and expect to be amazing. And the same counts for game. You can't do 10 approaches and then worry about, is my opener right or this or that. It's very simple. First of all, you need to do 50, or you need to go to the gym 4 times or 5 times a week if you want real results. And then you can worry about, like, should I do this exercise with this exercise in combination, some superset or this or that, or am I holding the weights right or wrong? And same with game. If you're not doing 50, don't worry about whether your opener is right or whether, you don't have this or you don't have that, So that's why it's super, super key. It makes everything very simple. And the intensity bit, okay, this is kind of obvious, I think, but it's not. Intensity, by that I mean, you can't just go out and open a girl and say, hey, how's it going? Oh, yeah, okay, cool, nice to meet you. Do you want to grab a coffee? Ah, okay, yeah, you're busy. Okay, bye. That's not intensive, okay? That's like a non-approach, okay? So I had to learn. This is the bit I didn't have to learn because I was always intensive. So when I went out, I had to go and like go hard, and I wanted it, and I had to say the things I want to say. And again, that's why the straight line sex system and the sex hack are so amazing, because there's no excuses, very few lines, very few moves, and you either do them or you don't. Just like the 50, you either do them or you don't, and you have to do them with energy, okay? You don't go over there and say, hey, you look kind of nice. You have to go over there and say the right thing that's sexual and erect, okay? And if you don't do it, it doesn't count. So you need 50 and they need to be intensive, okay? Okay, if you do 45 and 5 for like warm-ups, I don't mind, yeah? But if you just go out there and say, hey, do you know what time it is? It's not gonna cut it, okay? That's basically the second bit of advice. And the same counts for the dating. You can't just like half-assed state. You have to really go for it and follow the SDL commandments and all of that stuff. Yeah. And then I think it's almost inevitable if you keep doing that for a long period of time that you will get really good. And nobody cares. I'm just really tired of, like, that's how people are, but nobody cares whether your city is dead or whether, you know, your grandmother is cooking you dinner and you can't go out. No, nobody gives a crap. Nobody gives a crap whether the girls don't speak English or whether, you know, you're Indian looking or whether you don't have the time. You don't have the time, you have to make the time. You're not going to deserve the results if you don't make the time. And 50, to be honest, you can do in 2 days, 20 and 20. I can do 20 and 20, it'll take me no longer than 5, 6 hours. You know, so that's, and then people say again, I don't care. The girls are not hot enough. Lower your standards. Are you trying to date the supermodel right now, or are you trying to learn a skill? Okay, so don't come to me and tell me, oh, it's, and I'm not like saying this because, you know, I'm targeting somebody specific or whatever, because I've said this to many people in the past. What I'm saying is, it doesn't matter if the girls are not hot. What matters is, are you practicing? Are you getting better? And then you can worry about, you know, quality and fly to some country where the quality is very good. Okay, so that's pretty much it. And I would, you know, on the VIP Slack channel, we have spreadsheets where we track now every week how many approaches everybody does. And if you don't do it, there's an automatic kind of calculation. It tells you, you know, you're not hitting your level. If you're not hitting your level, you can't complain. I don't want to hear anything from anybody if you're not doing 50. I mean, 8 out of 10 weeks, you know, 80% of the time you're doing 50 approaches a week. Okay, so if you adjust that per year, 80%, so that would be, you know, 2,500, 80% of that would be 2,000. So you need to do 2,000 approaches a year. Okay, and then that needs to be highly intensive, each approach. Okay, and then if you've done that for, let's say, 5 months, 6 months, then come back to me, then go back to the material, and then look for improvements. But don't complain about, you know, not looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger if you're not going to the gym. And your gym is the street or the nightclub, whatever it may be. That's your gym, and you're gonna go there regularly, and you're gonna do the 50. And if you want the other best piece of advice I can give you, get the sex hack and get the straight line sex system for day and for night. You will see there's some overlap, and you will see there's some stuff that's non-overlapping, and just do that. And it's super simple. You know, you have to do the sets, and you have the templates, you have the system from mindset to exact lines to moves to how to plan it to when to date to how to go through all of the different stages from approach to sex. It's all there. Do the 50 and use these two documents. You're gonna get laid. But I can tell you already, very few people will do it. But those that will do it, they will get laid. And after you've done that for 6 months and you're really still struggling, then, okay, go back and think about ways of how to improve it. But don't think about anything else unless you're doing 50 highly intensive approaches per week, and ideally you're following straight line sex system and the sex hack. Anyway, that's a bit of a sermon, but it has to be done. It has to be said. Everybody else is telling you, oh, weekend transformation, or read this 453 page book and then you're awesome. Learn this one routine. It's not. What's going to work is 5, 6 hours a week approaching. And that's pretty much how I do it. That's pretty much how everybody does it who's awesome at this. So thanks for listening. Peace out, and I talk to you next time.